Bill, what about relationship between NCBA and CBB, especially you and Tom Jones, now he's chair?
Well, Tom and I have pledged to work together, and I'm going to do that.
Can you put the things of this last year kind of behind you and go fresh? Or
I hope so. I would like to.
Bill, there was quite an effort made at this meeting to bury the hatchet between your organization and Beef Board, or at least public statements to that effect. There's also been a lot of tension in the last year between NCBA and the United States Department of Agriculture political leadership, particularly. How would you characterize the NCBA relationship with USDA now?
Well, I'll tell you that Steve Fogelsong developed what I think is a very good working relationship with Ed Avalos. Ed Avalos is a prince of a guy. I think he's a true gentleman. We have some fundamental disagreements with some of the particularly the rule on GIPSA, and we've been very forthright about stating our policy and how we see that. They asked for comments. We provided comments, 150 pages of comments, and Steve said to Ed privately, Ed said, that's a lot of comments. It's going to take us a while to get through them. And Steve said, I'm not going to apologize that we did 150 pages of comments. We thought that USDA should have done a full economic analysis, and that's why our comments were so lengthy. Now, since then, Secretary Vilsack has said they are going to do an economic analysis. They're going to go through all those comments. I think that's a very good sign. I think that shows transparency and commitment to doing what's right for the whole industry. So I applaud Secretary Vilsack for that. And I think hopefully they can come out with a rule that will be something that the cattle industry can embrace.
Is NCBA in sync with the political leadership of USDA on industry structure and governance? There were a lot of tense meetings with Avalos and his deputy in the past year.
Yeah, I think that's a great question, Stuart. And as we look at the history of that, President Grosseta 2 years ago set up the governance task force. And they came through after a lot of work with a structure that raised a lot of concern in the country, particularly to non-NCBA members, and specific to how the federation is structured. Out of that, we put the governance task force recommendations on hold and asked the federation to get together and establish a charter that would clearly define how they want to be structured. It was interesting that groups from all over the country were suggesting how the federation should be structured, but the only outfit that can determine that is the federation itself. So they did come up with a charter. It calls for the federation to be more independent than it is now. It will have a point person, have separate budgets, separate checking accounts. That was adopted here today at this board meeting. So now I believe I am going to try and get a small group of people together to go and revisit the governance task force as far as what in there is appropriate to work on. And now that we have a federation structure and that charter, there are some things I think about that governance task force recommendations were healthy. One of them is the fact that the board here currently is chosen by the affiliates and the beef councils. That's who determined who sits on that board. And so it's very hard for a board to act as a board governing an association when they are loyal to another organization that placed them on that board. So that's one area I would like to deal with. I'd like to have a smaller board. I like the House of Delegates idea, where that's where the states and the beef councils have their representation. But the board, to my mind, should really have the fiduciary responsibility to the association that it governs. So that's one thing.
Final question. On this charter that was passed today, did Avalos and Farrell have to sign off on that before you presented it here?
Yes, they have looked at it, and to my knowledge, they had no objections with it.
Dollarhead beef checkoff. A lot of talk about needing more revenue. One way would be to increase the checkoff. How do you do that? How do you work with all these other groups to maybe get to that second dollar or beyond?
Well, that's a great question. And I think as we look at the long-range plan, it called in there for us to increased checkoff and non-checkoff dollars. And so with that, if we're going to implement that, we're going to have to look at ways to raise some more money through the checkoff. There's been a lot of ideas thrown around, and I think possibly what we're going to have to do is get together with the other groups and see what can be supported, because if we go to Congress or go to a referendum and we're not united as an industry, it would be an exercise in futility. So we're going to be outreaching to the other groups and see what level of support they have to increase it. The other thing is, if after 25 years or 24 years, maybe it's time to look at the way it's structured. Is it structured the best way now? One of the concerns that was brought up in this board meeting today is that the guidelines that have been adopted here just lately by this administration are more constrictive, more constraining than they were previously. So given that, it's important for us to look at the overall structure and see if that's the best way to do it, or should we, if we open up that act to amend it, obviously anything will be up for discussion.